Into this hour of the Good Day program. Friday is upon us. Have a lot of... who did the hay?
Yay!
Who said that?
Yay!
Can we get a little more volume out of Roberta so that I can actually hear her do...
Yay!
Good for you, Roberta. All right, the Queen of Cheap back in good graces. We're either in her good graces or she's in ours. What do we have to look forward to with that report, Roberta?
Oh, we have a Michael's coupon for you good this weekend. We have a Jamba Juice coupon. And we have a whole bunch of freebies if you're having an Oscar party. How to make that party, like, get its own Oscar.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the Oscars, the video of the day today at DougStefan.com is something you might want to check out. The video features short clips of every single movie that has won the Oscar for Best Picture since the Oscars got started. Do you know the first year of the Oscars, it lasts 15 minutes? First Oscar award ceremony.
Was 15 minutes long.
That's 15 minutes. Conan O'Brien had a good line last night. He said with his DVR, this year's will last 15 minutes too. As it were. Ken Kessler is here, Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer will be around, I think, sooner or later, although she was engaged with activity for her quote-unquote other job, her real job, her day job, until late last night, as the owner and operator with her father of the CRN digital operation here in Los Angeles. She has to do a lot of entertaining, as it were, to the big muckety-mucks that help keep that operation going. I guess we all do that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Roberta Fasanelli has interesting opinions about the news. So I'm going to present her with some of the facts from some of the stories that have been big items this week, and we'll get her to register her thoughts and opinions. Is that an interesting idea? Opining is always fun. So and I don't think we have to do the Eddie Gay bill, because you talked about that yesterday, and I knew you'd turn up. You're predictable on that one.
Well, it's funny because if you looked at how the different news media covered the anti-gay bill, the Wall Street Journal said Arizona governor vetoes religious freedom bill.
Yeah. There you go. The Wall Street Journal.
It all depends on how you couch something, you know.
Yeah. All right. So now the NFL this week has announced that they would penalize any player who used the N-word on the field.
So they can't say NFL?
Next. Let's see here. Global warming. What's the weather like in New York today? That good, huh?
Yeah.
Now, is the
like
cold
8 degrees or something with a wind chill of like minus 12?
Yesterday, another cow died on the farm. We've had 4 cows die. So I don't even know that you know that were you? I don't think you even know what went on the farm while you.
Yes,
were
I do. Oh, I was following it. Yes,
okay,
I was.
Yeah,
even though I wasn't on the air.
Right.
I
remember getting a note
what
from
was
you.
Happening. Yes,
yeah,
I sent you
remember.
A note saying I was so sorry for the cows.
You did. All right. So another one has died.
No.
And one of the things that is a problem here, as we have spent thousands of dollars trying to save these animals, the ones that were there were 4 or 5 that were hurt. One of them died. 2 of them died immediately. 1 of them died a couple days later. And now another one has died, succumbing to the fact that they can't really rehab in this cold weather. There's no rehab
right.
that you can do when it's 3 degrees outside.
Can't you bring them in the house?
There's bring them in the house, yeah. There's no place.
Big house?
Yeah, I have a large house, but I don't know that we can get them through the door. There
really?
Are, for, so we have plenty of under, you know, we have undercover facilities, but you don't have heat in a barn. And there's no way that we have figured out yet. Say again?
There's no heat in the milking stalls?
No. There's no heat.
Really?
No. When they come into the barn and they're in there together, then the... for example, I'll give you a scenario. When the cows come into the barn when it's like 3 degrees, what is it where you are today? 7 in New York City?
7 or 8, yeah,
seven,
right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say it's 10 degrees. We've shut all the water off in the barns, and then the cows come in, And the, there are 35, 40 cows in the barn at the same time. Low, it's a low-ceiling facility. So it doesn't take long for the temperature to generate from the cows into 30s, 40s, even 50
oh, really?
Degrees. Oh, yeah. In 15, 20 minutes, the barn will be 50 degrees. Hmm. And then they can drink their water. They get milked. Milk doesn't freeze in the pipeline, goes down to the tank, et cetera, et cetera. But the we don't have, if we need to keep the cows, all the cows in the barn, and we don't have room because there are, at this point, two milkings or probably 70-some-odd cows. During the height of the season, we brought 140 cows or so that were milked. The warm weather doesn't make any difference. But at this time of year, the bottom line is that to get the cows up and get them into a place where it would be warm, we could figure out how to generate heat in an area if we could get the animals into the area, but you can't move them. You'll see the picture. If, as a matter of fact, we've updated this. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com today, those of you who have been following the story, the saga of my farm, the collapse of the building, the cows that were killed, and the support that's been superb from the town and the townspeople, support from people all over the country, as a matter of fact, donations to help rebuild the barns. There's no way I could have had insurance on these sorts of barns. You get a pretty good look at some of the concrete and steel structures that are on the farm by looking at the website. But there's an update anyway there with where it is as of this moment. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted people to know what was going on there. But I just sort of the post on the actual reality of the weather and what it does, you can't rehab these cows. We can try to keep them moving. We've got them wrapped in blankets and that sort of thing. But there's no healing that takes place in this weather, and that sort of was the point. It's very bad, has been very bad. Supposedly the weather is going to break. I don't know what your long-term forecast shows in New York there, but I understand it's going to warm up by about the middle of next week. But it has. It's been up and down a little bit, but been more bad and cold than good and warm. For this time of year, is this to be expected, or do we have global warming? That is one of the
things. It warms up over the weekend slightly, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's below freezing again, temperatures in the teens. And we could get a monster of a snowstorm Sunday to Monday.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll be there on Tuesday night.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Blowing away.
They're calling 4 to 8 in New York, but they're saying there is a real good potential to get well over a foot of snow.
Oh, handy.
Now, Wednesday right. It's below freezing, and then Thursday, Friday, the following Saturday, March 8th, it goes up into the high 30s during the days, but again, below freezing at night. It's just really just awful.
It makes you out. I'm here on the beach in Los Angeles County.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Pouring rain, but it's kind of a good feeling because we need rain here, and listening to the raindrops come down, there's something very cozy about it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very nice. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The way for Roberta to fix the bags and puffiness under her eyes has been Genucel. She got it. She used it.
Yep.
She likes
sure
it.
Sure do.
And she wants some more. Genucel. By the way, this is not the cheapy way to do this. But if you go to the counters that they have at the Macy's store, for example, any of the big department stores, they have all of these. They have a whole floor in many of these stores devoted to all these cosmetics.
Yep.
And they're very expensive. This is expensive, but the same sort of thing, if it did exist. See, that's the thing. This doesn't exist anywhere else. This is something brand new because Genucel created, using stem cell therapy, the research using stem cell technology to get this serum. And you know what it feels like, Roberta? It's very smooth. It doesn't feel like
nice.
Water. It's not. It's just a very smooth. It doesn't stick to your hands. Gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And here's the way to get it. 800-543-9262. Instant effects. Well, within 12 hours. When did you first notice that the puffiness and bags around your eyes was different when you started using Genucel?
Oh, the next morning.
Next morning.
Oh, yeah.
So it does work in 12 hours.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
800-543-9262. I'm not saying that to sound surprised. Oh, really? It does what they say it does?
Mm-hmm.
But it
amazing,
does.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And when you call 800-543-9262 to order this GenuCell product, if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique, which is wrinkle treatment you use all over your face. That's free when you order GenuCell now at 800-543-9262.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Lager. It was Boston beer.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Gasanelli.
And Roberta is brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. If you know a young volunteer from 6 to 18 that's making a difference in the community, you can nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship. Top winners will get $10,000 in scholarships toward higher education. Nominations are open through the 14th of March. Do not wait. Nominate a young volunteer today. Visit kohlskids.com. All right, Roberta, you've given us a little teaser here. For example, the Michaels specials, Queen of Cheap Report, with Roberta and her brain.
Yes, I'm a Queen of Cheap Report. Well, I'm heading to Michaels this weekend because I have to get some of those square frames that you put record albums in. And I'm going there because you get 50% off any one item, and they sell packs of those. So that's what I'm going to get, 50% off one item. Michaels through, actually, tomorrow, Saturday, March 1st. Jamba Juice, then I'm heading over there because for $2, you get a 16-ounce size smoothie at your local Jamba Juice. And we tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com. Now, the Oscars. You having an Oscar party? Or you know what? You could just sit at home and have a party for yourself. Well, we have all sorts of wonderful freebies that you can use to make your Oscar party just golden. Get that, Doug? Golden.
Golden.
Yeah, we have awards party evites. We have an Oscar ballot. Even wine tags that are Oscar-based. We have menu ideas, things like Irish cheese and bacon popcorn for Filomena or Wolf of Wall Street meatballs. We have do-it-yourself mini popcorn tubs, and here's my favorite, you can fold your napkin to look like an Oscar envelope, and you can even put like a gold seal on it. It's really kind of fun. We have all of this for you at DougSteffen.com, at the Queen of Cheap section. Lots of good evergreens there, too, so go check it out.
Our poll today asks you, what movie is your pick for Best Picture? Check it out, the poll, the daily poll, at DougSteffen.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The Teeny Weeny Brass did the theme for a lot of the game shows in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And this is the theme from TV's dating game. Crank it up there, Mike, will you? Jim Lang, identifiable to most Americans, suave, upbeat host of the dating game. He did other game shows, too. He was a host of Hollywood Connection. He loved radio, though. I remember talking to him once. He worked in San Francisco radio. That's where he became well-known. He was on KGO and KSFO up there and KABL, KFRC. He worked here in L.A. on KMPC for a number of years. When he was at KSFO, he became the announcer on the Tennessee Ernie Ford Show. In 1962, he got the dating game gig on ABC 3 years later, and for the 23 years it was around, he was the host. He also was the daily host of the morning show on KSFO for about that time, I think, as well. His last gig before he retired was as a host of KABL's morning program. He died at his home this week in Mill Valley of a heart attack. He was 81. He was a chain smoker. It's interesting because you wouldn't have thought that by looking at him. He was from Minneapolis originally. He went to local station on a dare. He liked being on the air. And he told an interviewer once that it was the best job he ever found. You could make a fair amount of money, and you didn't have to do any heavy lifting. He started his television career on Captain 11, a television program for kids on Channel 11 in Minneapolis. He did a 3-year hitch with the Marines. He started his programming in San Francisco after he left Minneapolis as the night host on KGO. So, anyway, Nancy Fleming, by the way, the former Miss America, was his wife. If you remember that, remember her?
I remember Nancy Fleming. Yep, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. 26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Academy Awards, we were talking about the various, more our conversation off the air. Roberta and I and Kenny talking about the various movies. I have no qualms about saying I think either Philomena or 12 Years a Slave ought to win.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny says the only top grossing film that's in the list of nominees is Gravity. I have not seen Captain Phillips. Have seen many of the others. I have no interest in seeing Dallas Buyers Club at all.
Oh, but the performances are fantastic in that dub.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, Jared Leto should get it, absolutely.
In your
opinion,
yes. That's
and like I said to you, Tom Hanks in Captain Phillips, I think is the best performance in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He is extraordinary in it.
But what's leading, if you were to go to the poll and take it right now and you saw the results of the voting thus far, most people haven't seen any of these movies.
42%. I can't believe that. I mean, not one movie out of all of those?
Mm. Well,
you would think, you know, one maybe.
There's a world of difference in what's going on now in the world of entertainment because people can download this stuff when they want to. They don't have to go to the movies anymore.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Well, they just wait for it to be, you know, on HBO or Netflix or something,
whatever.
You know.
Yeah.
You
know, this is the anniversary.
The Oscars have never been about the popular movies anyway.
No. So the people who vote like Roberta, who are elitists, you belong. Did you vote?
Elitist?
You're an elitist.
No, I don't vote for the Oscars. I vote for the Screen Actor Guild Awards.
Ah, all right. Okay. But you get to see all of these.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't pay for any of them.
Good for you, Roberta.
Yeah, they're either screenings or, you know, DVDs they send you or downloads they send you. Right. You know, it's...
That's Roberta Fasanelli, folks. She's a fine member of the. You are an elitist.
I wish I was elitist.
You are an elitist.
I'm not
an
elitist.
My daughter's an elitist.
What makes me elitist?
She admits to being an elitist.
What makes me elitist?
You have a point of view that doesn't sort of go in the grain of what most of the country is.
And that makes me elitist?
Yeah, 28 past the hour and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Here's a letter or an email that I get very frequently. Warren, I love to adopt a rescue dog, but don't they all have problems or issues? I want you to listen, and I want you to listen carefully. Dogs come to rescues for many reasons, but most of those reasons reflect human circumstances. People may no longer be able to care for their dog due to life changes that affect their financial and time constraints, including things like divorce or a job loss, foreclosure, new babies, and more. Some rescue dogs do have special needs, either health or behavioral, and those dogs are placed with families who are open to the challenges and the rewards of adopting such a dog. In addition to changes in life circumstances, many young dogs are given up because people purchase a puppy or adopt a puppy, not really that 12-pound wiggly bundle of cuteness is going to grow up to be a 90-pound active dog. It's real important, again, and I stress this every time you hear me, it's important to sit down and understand what type of family you have and choose the dog that's right for your family. But let me tell you right off the bat, rescue dogs will pay you back every day for the rest of their lives. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Some of the stories you may have heard bits and pieces of. Some of them you may not have heard anything about. It is Friday, 33 after the hour. Be kind to Roberta Day. It's Friday, Yay! The 28th of February. Be kind. I was told that I sounded nasty when I said you were an elitist. My tone of voice was negative.
Yeah, you're the one with the house in Santa Monica who flies first class.
I fly first class because I got lots of miles.
Yeah, but still, you have lots of miles.
Lots of miles. I got lots of miles. Lots of miles.
Buster.
Smiling and dialing. All right, so.
It's the pot calling the kettle black, I think.
I don't think that's true at all.
No.
I think it's just one of those. It was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the big news from Frankfurt, Germany today. A lot of people waking up asking themselves, what in the world is going on in Frankfurt, Germany? You'll be happy to know that a politician, matter of fact, a prominent member of the European Parliament, who comes from Poland, was arrested in Frankfurt for shouting, Heil Hitler! I didn't realize that was against the law, but apparently it is. Especially in Germany, you're not going to have too much life if you walk around yelling, Heil Hitler. I don't know that we know why he yelled, Heil Hitler. But you know what? Does it make a difference? Heil Hitler. All I can think of, whenever I want to get angry about the Nazis and the Germans and stuff, I remember two things. The scene from Indiana Jones where he's looking over the balcony down into this group of Nazis and he says to himself, Nazis, I hate those guys. And then, on the other side, Mel Brooks. And the foolishness, right? Now, here's a Jewish guy who's found fun in the Nazi regime. Not too many Jewish people find
time for Hitler and Germany.
foolish stuff. All right, so all right, as long as being foolish, how many people remember Yogi Berra? Raise your hands, please.
I remember Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra's son was named... Who remembers what his son's name was?
Dale
Berra. That's correct.
Very good.
He became a New York Yankee. His father was a New York Yankee. Started playing for them in 1985. It was the first significant father-son combination in Major League Baseball. Now, for A special prize, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
What did he call his father, who was the manager of the team? Was it...
Hey, Yogi!
Well, that's one. Your skipperness? Yoga? Yogi Bear? Dad? What do you think?
I think just Dad.
Yeah, that's what he was calling. That's what he did call. The other... If people come up with these foolish questions, of
who's buried in Grants too?
Yes, Dad. All right. So the we're mentioning what's going on in Frankfurt, Germany. There are rising tensions between the Ruskies and the Ukrainians because the Ukrainian people want nothing to do with Russia. They want to be attached to the West. However, Putin wants to bring Ukrainians under his control. So now Russia is conducting military drills, and pro-Russian gunmen have been storming the government offices. Moscow put fighter jets on patrol along their border. They have 150,000 troops along the border. They've also given shelter to the ousted president. And, of course, the Americans have to now warn the Russians not to take any action that could be misinterpreted. Really? What do you think? What action might be misinterpreted? That you got 150,000
troops? Dropping a couple of bombs, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, by the way, there's other Russian news today. A Russian spy ship docked yesterday in Havana Harbor. No explanation whatsoever.
So how do they know it's a spy ship? If it's a spy ship, you shouldn't know that it's there, right?
It's not camouflage.
It's not a very good spy ship.
No,
right, exactly.
Right. No, the Russians really are kind of, how do I best put this?
Saber-rattlers?
Well, no, but they're like thugs. Putin is nothing but a thug. They're not very creative. I don't know about being smart, but any time you spend, I remember the time I spent in Russia and the other Eastern Bloc countries, where things, the best word I can come up with is simple. The people are simple. The politicians are simple. There's a fact. We got a gun, you don't. That's pretty much the way they run things.
They're simple elitists.
Yeah. You're not going to let me forget that. All right. Chris Christie in the news today. Governor Christie, I'm beginning to think that he may be a little dirty in this.
Nope, you think?
Well, the documents that were released yesterday reveal a couple of his top aides were making jokes about the traffic jams as a way of getting back at the people that they're hostile to on the other side.
Yep.
There's a legislative committee discovering this week that, among other things, this exchange took place. There are a couple of other scandals, apparently, that are brewing here. We all know the story about the George Washington Bridge. But 3 weeks before the closure occurred, a couple of Christie-connected officials swapped text messages about a rabbi who had bothered them. This Bridget Kelly, who was an aide to Christie, said, quote, "We can't cause traffic problems in front of his house, can we?" End quote. Why would you put that stuff onto an email? Talk about elitist.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't think somebody's going to find this or catch you?
Of course not.
How is that? I don't even begin to understand how people can be that arrogant. All right. Okay, Subway restaurants. A couple of restaurant items in the news today. You ready?
Ready. Love Subway.
Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Subway made headlines announcing that it was removing a chemical commonly found in yoga mats from their bread.
What?
Remember that early in February?
To eat your yoga mat?
Well, it's kind of some kind of a chemical, a plastic of some sorts. As I remember.
And it was in bread?
It was in their bread. Yeah, you didn't hear the story?
No. Now it explains why I always wanted
this.
To lie down on my sandwich bread.
Use the sandwich loaf as a pillow.
Mm.
The Environmental Working Group releasing a list yesterday containing 500 more foods on the market today that are made with the same compound. It's called ADA. Let's see if I can pronounce this just for fun. Azodicarbamide. The food made by Ballpark Hot Dogs, Country Hearth Meats, Jimmy Dean Meats, Marie Callender's Pot Pies, Pillsbury White Castle Hamburgers, Wonder Bread.
Oh, great. Wonder what
bread, pre-made sandwiches, snacks apparently have this ADA used to bleach flour, help make the dough stronger and more rubbery. There you go. That's what we all want, is to
rubbery
have
dough.
Stuff like this. See, this is why people, when they hear stuff like this, this is why the locavore movement is gaining so much steam every day. More and more people say, I'm just not going to eat this stuff. Subway has hurt themselves tremendously. All the effort and attention. Remember, it was his name, Jason. What was that kid's name that did the spots?
Jared.
Okay. So Jared does spots for Subway, loses, what, 30, 40 pounds eating Subway sandwiches? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the gig a couple of years ago? And they have, they are the largest franchise operator in the world. There are more Subway stores than any other store in any category of anything. And so they build up, they work hard, spend a lot of money to build up a reputation. I've gone to Subway a lot, frankly. Mm-hmm.
I like Subway.
Veggie burger of their veggie patty sandwich.
You have all the fresh ingredients. You can put a lot of vegetables on your sandwich.
Right.
I mean, it's nice.
I wouldn't go to Subway now.
I wouldn't go?
I wouldn't, no, because I don't want...
But they're taking it out. They're taking it out of their bread.
Well, that's what they say they're doing. But I guess the point isn't so much whether I do it or not, but the damage that they've done to themselves after they spent all this money, all this time building up their image. And most people have a positive image of Subway versus the image they have of McDonald's, whether they go to McDonald's or not. People who go to McDonald's still put McDonald's down. It's just handy. It's fast. Food tastes good. Never mind that it's lousy for you. It tastes good and fast. So they wouldn't admit to going to McDonald's, but they go. And same is true for Jack in the Box and for Burger King. But people usually are not ashamed to admit that they go to the Subway sandwich shop. This stuff's pretty good. But now...
Can you blame Subway, though? Because it seems that, I mean, all breads and 500 items have this chemical in it. I mean, they were just, you know, getting the bread from suppliers. I mean, it could just be...
Oh, no. They pride themselves in saying they bake the bread on the premises.
Well, they do, but they get the dough from a supplier, obviously.
Well, there are plenty of places. Domino's makes their own dough. A lot of these pizza places.
Well, how do you know? It may be in the Domino's dough too, because if it's a chemical used to bleach white flour, then anything that has white flour in it is going to have this chemical.
You may be right.
Think about it. And even whole wheat bread has white flour in it.
Mm. Well, that's why you don't eat white bread. Whole wheat bread. Hard to find stuff around anymore today. And again, back to the locavore movement, it's really hard to find things that are really done sort of from scratch and are really good for you because of this sort of thing. Everybody takes a shortcut. And what do you get for your trouble? You get azo dicarbamide, or whatever this
stuff is. It makes you wonder. You know, people say they have a gluten allergy. It makes you wonder if the allergy really is to these chemicals that's in the bread.
That's a great question. You're right. I never thought of that.
You know?
And I was doing some work on, because I do have a gluten intolerance myself, not a serious one, but it's been bothering me more lately. And I wonder if it's this stuff. That's a great question.
It's the chemicals, right?
Yeah. I think it's a question to ask, in fact. All right. Good food for thought. Pardon the pun. Roberta, now I know why you're here. Because you're
an elitist. Because I'm so smart.
An elitist, but she's smart. 15 before that, maybe.
I'm a smart elitist.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Maybe by definition, elitists are smart.
That's right.
If you're really smart, you're going to take my advice in the next 60 seconds and call 800-577-8560 and order Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, that improve your cardiovascular health, gets more blood to the muscles of the heart, therefore your heart is stronger, more blood to the muscles in your body, therefore your muscles are stronger, more blood to the brain, so that your brain works better. You can become an elitist, an intelligent elitist, just like Roberta, by using Heart Factors Plus. Call 800-577-8560 if you don't, really want to be in Roberta's league, but you still want to be healthy, keep low blood pressure, all of those good things. Heart Factors Plus will maintain healthy blood pressure levels, keeps your arteries clean, improves overall circulation, and is easily available at 800-577-8560. Free bottle when you mention Doug Steffen. And also, you'll get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula supplement for trying Heart Factors Plus as well. Call today. Call now. 800-577-8560. Be pleased with the shape your body is in. Be pleased with the health of what's inside of your body. Use Heart Factors Plus to maintain health. 800-577-8560.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Headaches, exhaustion, visual field defects, enlargement of the hands, feet, and head. These are just a few of the symptoms those living with acromegaly may experience. Acromegaly is a rare hormonal disorder caused by a non-cancerous tumor on the pituitary gland. The disease develops gradually, and individual symptoms can be mistaken for other more common medical conditions, so patients often go undiagnosed for years. In honor of Rare Disease Day on February 28th, Paula Van Nostrand shares her personal story.
I suspect it was when I was training for my first triathlon, when I began experiencing acromegaly symptoms, yet it took 6 years to receive an accurate diagnosis because my symptoms were attributed to my intense workout schedule. I've learned a lot about acromegaly since being diagnosed, like the telltale signs and how important it is to continually monitor my hormone levels to ensure I am properly managing my disease. I now share my experiences because greater awareness may help others receive an accurate diagnosis faster.
Learn more about acromegaly by visiting acromegalyinfo.com. You can also show support for the rare disease community by spreading the word on Facebook and Twitter using hashtag RDD14. Charles Gilbert reporting.
Time for our television report. Jennifer's not here today, so I'll do the honors, unless you want to fight with me about that. Roberta, you want me to do the television report, or you want to do it?
No, you can do it, darling.
All right. Last night on American Idol, they distanced themselves from a performer named Kristen O'Connor, even though she tried a couple of times to get their votes. This is what happened.
After a staggering 71 million votes... Kristen, would you take a seat on the stool? That means everybody else on the stage is safe tonight.
All right, so Kristen, what do they take? It takes the, I think they call it taking the pipe, as it were. Other news from television, Jill Hennessy, remember her from Law & Order? She also had a show that was on for three seasons. She was a lawyer, I think. I don't remember the name of the show. Anybody remember? She's quite a good sort of television actress. Guest starring... in The Good Wife, she will actually is renewing an acquaintance with Chris Noth. Both of them are Law and Order graduates. I saw an old episode of Law and Order, and Noth, when he was like 25, he looked like a kid. Really amazing how he's grown up on television. Speaking of that, Arsenio Hall growing up a bit on TV, his show has been renewed. A lot of people talking about Jay Leno showing up on Arsenio. Do anybody see that video the other night? I think we had some audio from it. I don't know if we still have it or not, Michael, but we have time to run it. I think that Elena will be appearing on David Letterman's program. I think you're going to... There's something building. There's something going on. And it'd be kind of nice to see how it all shapes up. Latest name rumored to be joining Dancing with the Stars, former NHL star Sean Avery. New York Post saying today, Roberta, he's been seen working out in preparation for the dancing competition. I don't know who else is going to be that. I don't watch that. I don't follow that. Jennifer is the one who follows all of that stuff. But a couple of television tidbits for you. 51 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Way to your heart when it comes to traveling comes through the mind of Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, bestfares.com, and an overview of American ending their bereavement travel fair. Was there anything much to that? I think the outrage of the week is Delta changing their frequent flyer program. We'll talk to Tom about that and how it may affect you if you're a Delta traveler, coming right up here on Good Day.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, three sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Let's move into the travel business. Tom Parsons is here on Good Day from bestfares.com. All right, first item, American Airlines ends their bereavement travel fares. Big deal or not?
No big deal. When I say no big deal, you go back to the 80s and 90s, maybe early 2000s, the bereavement fare was a decent little thing. You had someone who passed away. You had we had things they call emergency fares or compassionate fares. And by just going to your doctor or going to a well, sometimes the funeral director, and just getting a note, the airlines would get you to give you the 21-day advance purchase airfare, and they, in many cases you get 50% off of that.
Yeah.
Today you have to jump through hoops like crazy, and they give you full fare, and in many cases all you're getting is five, whatever the cheapest airfare is today, which could be $1,000, you know, that you could get 5 or 10% off that airfare.
Yeah.
And I just think it's lost its use.
Well, it's like everything else. They'll all tell you that the consolidation is good for Delta and Northwest and United and Continental and American and U.S. Air because there'll be more travel options. That is such a load of manure. There used to be four airlines that offered nonstop flights from Boston to Palm Beach. You know how many offer nonstop flights from Boston to Palm Beach now?
I would think JetBlue does.
One. Maybe. That's it. Delta doesn't. That supposedly has the corner on the south. U.S. Air that has a corner on the east. Yeah. American used to even do it. Nope. You have to go through the hubs. Takes 2.5 hours more. How's that convenient? And the fares are 40% higher now than they were 2 years ago on that. I mean, I told you back and forth across the country, I used to be able to get maybe last year was $300, $325 to go round trip. I haven't paid that at all, not once this winter. Matter of fact, it's been almost twice that much most of the time. All of these people, you know, just understand it up front. The government is not the watchdog here. They say they are, but they aren't. When these guys get together, the frequent flyer program on Delta, how is this going to help? Go ahead, explain what's going on there.
Okay, that one I think we do get the shaft. We can say on the radio. This one here, when you go down, if you look at for Doug, he flies between Boston and L.A., it's an average of 5,000 air miles. If Doug does get one of those lucky $300 airfares, which he tries for, but sometimes he pays more, he, in the future, if he's not an elite frequent flyer, he will only get 1,500 miles for that trip.
But the elite, the people who have the cards, the gold, the platinum, et cetera, they won't be affected by Delta's change?
Oh, no. Instead of getting five, they'll get seven. Or in your case, you might get nine, but you'll get 3,000 miles instead of the 5,000 you used to.
Oh, handy.
Yeah, real nice. So the whole program is spend more money. Buy those big, big tickets, and then we'll definitely give you a whole bunch more points. But
thanks to the government. It's going to be much better for everybody. All right, check out Tom Parsons and his best fare.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.